The reason I went online to talk to some, find some people to talk to, because everybody around me was just totally ignorant, you know. Ignorant of the Bible, ignorant of just deeper things, you know. All they talked about was, I don't know, just, I mean, to be excited about the repeat every day just blows my mind. To not try to figure out what it means. Like, people who don't look for the truth, I just can't understand those kind of people. My whole life I've wanted to know what the truth is, what's going on, why is it crazy, why is this happening, why is this happening, what's the reason behind it all. And there's people out there that don't care. They're just living each moment like it's party time. And it destroys them. All you have to do when you grow up around people, all you have to do is watch your, it depends on the kind, you've got people in your family who are, no doubt about it, everybody's got somebody in their family somewhere who's rebellious, who's trouble, who's drama, who's a drunk or a drug head or something like that. And you watch them over time. So you grow up, you're 8 years old, 10 years old, you watch them. And you're watching people around you. And you see the people who destroy themselves. And they all have a similar pattern. And these kind of people, they don't look for the truth. They think they know the truth, but they don't. They might have some fancy comments or some worldly proverbs that don't even line up with true proverbs, you know. It might line up a little bit, but they're just catchphrases, you know. It's kind of like when you talk to them, you're watching a sitcom. All they have is catchphrases. They have no way to think in a deeper manner. They can't think deep. And so you grow up around them. You go to school with them. You rub shoulders with them. And you finally become an adult. You get married. And then you marry into a so-called religious, educated religion. And they don't even... Then you go to church, and most people sitting on the pew, they're just sitting there like zombie mode. You try to talk about something, they talk about football and basketball. They don't care. They're just there for the social gathering. They're not there for truth. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. If you receive the truth, yeah, that's fine. But don't you want to keep growing? Don't you want to grow? Don't you want to learn something new? Don't you want to know why this is happening and why this is happening? You get mad about it, and you cry, and you complain, and you say, poor mouth, and you cry, and say, why is this happening, and the Democrats are bad, the Independents are bad, the Republicans are bad, everybody's bad, but you're not willing to do anything about it. You're trying to figure out, what's going on? I've heard people my whole life. Why is it crazy? I'll tell you why it's crazy. They're doing cognitive dissonance on you. They're doing MK Ultra mind control. They're doing mind control on you. They're trying to do a. They're trying to cause you. Look, they're legalists. They're vampires. They're narcissists. They're psychopaths. They're sociopaths. Why are there so many sociopaths in leadership? Because they think they deserve to be leaders. But they never, you know, if you talk to some of these leaders, you say, have you ever read any books on servant leadership? And they say, what's that? They don't even know what servant leadership is, which is everything. Servant leadership is the only way. Greatest among you is a servant. I told one leader that one time, and I could see this, the I could see the mouth, the body, the micro length, the micro expression. It was like disgust and hate and anger, because I pinpointed the fact that the guy doesn't want to be a servant leader. He wanted to be served. He wanted to get the glory and the fame. And I said something about servant leadership because I could discern it by the way he was acting. A servant leader is going to pick up a broom. A servant leader is going to pick up some trash. A servant leader is going to bend over and help. Do something. I told my ex-wife one time, she got mad. I said, what do you got? Bend over disease? She said, what's that? I said, bend over. Bend over, bend over. She got mad. She didn't want to bend over and pick something up. Now I know it's because of sugar, but you know, when you eat sugar, it was kind of mean, I guess, but I was trying to wake her out of her, you know, there's no reason to be lazy, you know. If you're eating sugar, it's going to make you lazy because you're going to have, you don't want to bend over because you have inflammation. I'm going to keep talking about sugar till the day I die because it's the biggest deception out there. It destroys you. Destroys your teeth, it destroys your body, destroys your heart, it destroys your arteries, it destroys everything, your cells, it gives you diabetes, it gives you, it's your worst enemy. Sugar cane takes away Abel's ability. Abel is not able. Abel is not able because of sugar cane. The Bible is encoded. There's code in the Bible. There's code in your words. There's code in everything. And it's right in front of you. Sugar cane killed Abel. So sugar kills your ability. Sugar cane killed Abel. You're not able because of sugar. You don't want to bend over because of sugar. Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice to be like you were when you were 10, 12, 15, 20? Wouldn't you like to be able to bend over with no pain? I'm going to tell you how to do it. Cut back. Don't eat sugar and eat extra virgin olive oil. You won't mind bending over. Try the spirits. I don't even think you'd have to do it for 30 days. I think you could do it for 3 days and you'll see a difference. The reason you don't bend over to pick stuff up, if you feel like your joints are hurting you or your muscles or whatever it is, it's because of sugar. I'm serious now. I'm serious. The reason you feel tired is because of sugar. And probably a B vitamin complex deficiency. Anyway, the reason I went online was to talk to some people that had some sins. Communicate. A friend of mine in the real world, about 15 years ago, we were talking. He said, people don't talk anymore. I said, no, they're like zombies, man. What's up with that? But then as you grow, and then God starts revealing more, because as you start talking to people, you're going to be pushed higher. And so as you start to grow and you get more knowledge, then some of those people that can talk about, you know, once saved, always saved, eternal security, they don't even really know about walking in the Spirit. But the basic doctrines, and you take it and you go a little bit deeper, then they start to fall by the wayside, especially the legalists. When you start to reveal the legalism, most people run away. They run. Because they're under legalism. That's their little cult. So then when you start talking about walking in the Spirit, then the legalist, then your circle of people starts to get smaller and smaller. Then when you start talking about the code, the creation code that God, the truth is hidden right in plain view, right in front of you, 666, and also right in front of you is the blood of His cross. Everything that's in the Bible is right in front of you. And it's a story playing out every day. And then you start going deeper, and then people start dropping like flies even more. And it's like, well, Lord, the reason I went online is because I want to talk to people. But then the more I talked to people, the more I grew. And now it's like people dropping again, so I'm back to where I started. And it's almost like He's saying, well, throw it out there, put it on a disc, and just do your thing. If they don't want to talk, if they don't want to grow, put it on a disc, put it in a book, and just throw it out there. And if the ones who want it, they'll find it. The ones who don't, it's there. You did your duty. That's what I'm sensing. Because if you show people the red versus the blue, it's just a repeat. the cutting, turning machine. If you show the black, white, and red as the blood of his cross. If you show the holographic reality. If you show the wave functions, the hull, and you can actually collapse the wave function. And whatever you collapse is going to appear in the hologram. And you start showing this stuff, and people start dropping off like flies. It's like, okay, I'm back to where I started. So I just put it on a disc or a thumb drive or upload it somewhere and just let it sit. And whoever wants it, they can have it. Matter of fact, one of my Uber riders, she gave me her email and wanted to hear more. So I'm going to email her. I'm going to probably email it. I'm going to probably upload it to an online disc and give her the link. Some kind of database. And so my point is, I'm back where I started, which tells me, what does it tell me? God used those other people as pieces of the pie, parts, to bring me to the whole. And now that I see the whole, I don't need to talk to anybody unless I'm just bored or whatever. Somebody to talk to, you know, it's fun to talk to some people, especially if they know a little bit of the code, at least, you know. I got one person I talk to, she knows the code, and we talk Bible and code at the same time. And it's like, man, that's a blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, you know, to find at least, it just, if you just have one person that you can talk about the Bible and the code and just real life, you know, you know, struggles in life, sometimes you just need to tell, hey, I'm remodeling and this happened. Can you believe that? Oh, yeah, that's crazy. You know, it's really insignificant when it comes to the fact that your life is a vapor. But the truth, the code, revealing the deep truths, seeing the archetypes, seeing the fractal hologram, seeing that there's a story, understanding that your thoughts are reflecting back in the storyline. And it's like God is turning you and cutting you, and sanctification is the process of what this turning machine, this red versus blue turning machine, is about. Just like when you go to the barber shop, you see a red and blue image turning and some scissors. What this whole reality, this simulation, is about is to turn you into a new creature moment by moment, day by day. And so if you got somebody who can understand that, praise God, you got somebody you can talk to. It's all about sanctifying the believers into their new state day by day, from glory to glory. And so the turning machine that you're in, once you see it, it's nice to talk with somebody about it, you know, see what they're going through, what God is showing them. But most people, they're so worried about politics and football and sports and all that, of insignificant stuff. The real stuff is what's happening in your inner man. You know, I just realized I was judgmental. I just realized I was selfish. I just realized that I was being what God shows you, how I was just not listening to people. Whatever God is changing in the inner man, that's the exciting stuff. Because you're graduating to a new level. And so all this out here is just repeat. The inside is where it's at. But people don't hear that. It blows your mind.